Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Artist's Way 25th Anniversary Edition by Julia Cameron is a self-help and creative recovery book built around a 12-week program for unlocking artistic practice. First published as a landmark guide to creativity, it argues that creative work is not reserved for a gifted few, but is available to anyone willing to cultivate attention, discipline, and spiritual awareness. The book is structured as an interactive course rather than a conventional read-only text, combining weekly themes with exercises, reflection prompts, and practical tasks. Its purpose is to help readers identify blocks, reduce self-censorship, and rebuild confidence in making art. The Anniversary Edition preserves the original method while reframing it for a newer audience, which has helped the book remain influential across writing, visual art, music, and other creative fields. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 12-week recovery program for creativity rather than a theory of art. The core structure of the book is a step-by-step 12-week program, which makes it different from most books about creativity that stay at the level of advice or inspiration. Cameron treats creative renewal as a process that can be practiced systematically, with each week introducing a theme and a set of exercises. This format matters because it turns creativity into something readers can test in daily life, rather than merely admire as an ideal. The program is designed to help people notice recurring patterns of doubt, avoidance, and internal criticism that interfere with artistic work. By moving through the weeks in order, readers are guided from awareness to action. The book is therefore less about talent development in a narrow sense, and more about restoring access to creative behavior. Its method also explains its long-lasting influence. Readers are not only told that creativity is possible, but are given a repeatable framework for making it part of routine practice. Secondly, Morning Pages as a discipline for clearing mental clutter and resistance. One of the book's most recognized contributions is the practice of morning pages, a daily ritual of writing 3 pages of stream of consciousness text. Cameron presents this as a private, unguided form of writing meant to clear away mental noise, worry, and overthinking before the day begins. The value of the exercise is not literary polish, but honest output, which helps reduce the pressure to produce something impressive. That distinction is important because many people avoid creative work when they feel they must immediately create something good. Morning pages interrupt that pattern by separating expression from evaluation. Over time, the practice can reveal repeated fears, blocked assumptions, and hidden preoccupations that shape behavior. It also builds a habit of showing up consistently, which is essential for creative recovery. In this way, the exercise functions both as a reflective tool and as a behavioral discipline, helping readers move from self-monitoring to actual production. Thirdly, the artist state and the role of nourishing the inner artist. Alongside morning pages, the book introduces the artist state, a scheduled block of solo time devoted to feeding curiosity and delight. Cameron treats this as a deliberate act of replenishment, rather than a luxury or reward. The idea is that creative work depends not only on output, but also on input attention, surprise, play, and sensory experience. By encouraging readers to spend time alone in enjoyable, imaginative activities, the book pushes against the tendency to treat creativity as a purely technical or dutiful endeavor. This is a significant part of its method because it acknowledges that creative blockage often reflects exhaustion, shame, or routine rather than lack of ability. The artist state helps restore a sense of permission and inner spaciousness, which can be especially valuable for people who are used to prioritizing usefulness over exploration. It broadens the book beyond writing exercises and makes creativity feel like an ecosystem of habits, not just a task to complete. Fourthly, creativity is spiritual practice and attention training. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that creativity and spirituality are connected. Cameron does not present art making only as technique or career development. She frames it as a way of reconnecting with a deeper source of identity and purpose. This spiritual dimension gives the book its distinct tone and helps explain why it has appealed to readers across many artistic disciplines. The focus is not on doctrine, but on receptivity, trust, and attentive living. In practice, this means learning how to notice patterns, emotions, opportunities, and resistance with greater clarity. The book suggests that artistic work depends on learning to pay attention, and that attention itself can be trained through repeated reflection and guided exercises. This perspective makes the book more than a motivational manual. It becomes a structured argument that creative freedom grows when people become more present to their experience and less dominated by fear or comparison. That combination of inner work and practical routine is central to its appeal. Lastly, community support through creative clusters and the social side of artistic renewal. Although much of the book focuses on individual exercises, it also recognizes that creative recovery is often strengthened by supportive community. Cameron recommends forming a creative cluster, a small group of fellow artists or creatively committed readers who can encourage one another and provide accountability. This idea addresses an important weakness in many solo self-help approaches, the assumption that private discipline alone is enough. Creative work often becomes easier when it is socially reinforced, especially for people who are rebuilding confidence after long periods of blockage or discouragement. A creative cluster can normalize setbacks, sustain momentum, and reduce isolation, all of which are common barriers to sustained practice. The book does not treat community as a substitute for personal responsibility, but as an environment that makes personal commitment more durable. This practical social element broadens the book from a private workbook into a framework for creative habit formation. It also helps explain why readers often experience the book as both introspective and relational. In conclusion, The Artist's Way 25th Anniversary Edition is best suited for readers who want a structured, exercise-based path back into creativity. Writers, visual artists, musicians, performers, and anyone who feels blocked by hesitation, perfectionism, or self-doubt will find its method especially useful. It is also valuable for readers who want a creative practice connected to reflection and personal growth rather than only productivity. What distinguishes it from many other creativity books is its combination of repeatable daily practices, a clear 12-week sequence, and an unusual emphasis on spirituality, attention, and replenishment. The book does not simply encourage readers to be more imaginative. It gives them tools for changing habits that interfere with making art. Morning Pages, The Artist Date, and Creative Clusters create a practical system that can be used beyond the book itself. Its longevity comes from this balance of accessibility and structure. For readers seeking not just inspiration, but a durable method for creative recovery, it remains one of the most recognizable and influential guides in the category. If you would like to support Julia Cameron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.